Okay. Welcome to Shir Ramban, Parshas Vayelech. Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech this week. We did 2 days Nitzavim. As Hashem, tonight, tomorrow, we'll take a look at Vayelech. The Rambans and Parshas Vayelech are fairly short, but what I want to try to do tonight is string together a few Rambans where the Ramban focuses in particular on the transfer of leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua. And there are a few Rambans where that theme comes together. So we'll start with the Ramban on Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yudalid. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein karavu yomecha lamus. Your days to die are coming very close. You're about to die. Cross Yoshua, call Yoshua. V'syatzvu be'ohel moed. You should stand in the Ohel Moed, va'atzavenu, and I will be mitzave him. Vayelech Moshe v'Yoshua v'yisyatzvu b'Ohel Moed. Moshe and Yeshua go, and they stand in Ohel Moed. What is the meaning of the word va'atzavenu? I will be mitzave him. So Rashi writes one word, va'atzavenu va'azarzenu. I will encourage him. Right? So in other words, call Yoshua and will encourage him to follow the words of Hashem. Now, ordinarily, Vatzavenu means I will command him, Yiloshen Mitzvah, to be Mitzavah. So it seems, you know, why does Rashi choose over here to understand Vatzavenu as Vazarzenu? I will encourage him, I will push him to do the right thing. So the Sifsei Chachamim over here writes that Rashi is bothered by the fact that there's no actual commandment which is given to Yehoshua in this pasuk. You know, Vatzavenu means, you know, if Vatzavenu means I will command him to do something, okay, so give us what the commandment is. Here it's just left hanging. Vatzavenu. So Rashi says Vazarzenu, it means that I will encourage him to follow the Dvar Hashem. Ve'ein tzorech. The Ramban is not happy with that interpretation. He says there's no need to quote-unquote encourage Yehoshua, ki dvar Hashem chazak ve'emotz ki ato tovi, because the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will share with Yehoshua, also introduced by the words Vayitzav, later on in Pasuk Chof Gimel, Vayitzav is Yehoshua ben Nun vayomer chazak ve'emotz ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael el ha'aretz asher nishbati lohem. Be strong and be of good courage. You will bring Klal Yisrael to the land that I promised to them. So that's mitzvah he. That is a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ilu hoyo mis'atzel, v'lo yase kein hoyo chayav misa. Since that is a direct commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be strong, be of good courage. Had Yehoshua failed to follow that mitzvah, or had he even been lazy, in the words of the Ramban, in carrying out that mitzvah, that would be a divine, a capital offense. Yehoshua would have been chayev misa, he would have been liable to the death penalty for failing to follow the Dvar Hashem on that issue. So therefore, to say, says the Ramban, that there was a need to be mezarez Yehoshua, to encourage Yehoshua. What do you mean, encourage Yehoshua? It's literally do or die. It's not something that's subject to encouragement. So before we see the Ramban's own interpretation of the word va'atzavenu, it's worth noting the words of the Ramban a little bit later to Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Pasuk we just quoted, because the Pasuk itself is ambiguous, and the Ramban's statements on Pasuk Chaf Gimel, I think, shed some light on his statement back on Pasuk Yudalud. In Pasuk Chof Gimel, it says, Vayitzav is Yehoshua ben Nun. He commanded Yehoshua ben Nun, and he said to him. It's not clear in the Pasuk who's doing the commanding. The truth is, if you look at the previous Pasuk, Chof Beis, the subject of that Pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayichtov Moshe Sashira Hazos Bayomahu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Shira Sazinu on that day. By Yelamdo is Bnei Yisrael, and he taught it to Bnei Yisrael. So when the following pasuk says, "Vayitzav is Yehoshua ben Nun," he commanded Yehoshua. one is tempted to say that the subject of that sentence, he commanded Yoshua ben Nun, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the subject of the previous sentence, so the next pronoun should be describing Moshe Rabbeinu. However, both Rashi and the Ramban interpret the subject of Pasuk Chav Gimel as the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayitzavis Yoshua ben Nun means Hashem commanded Yehoshua ben Nun. Vayomer, and Hashem said to Yoshua ben Nun, Chazak ve'emotz, you need to be strong and be of good courage. So Rashi doesn't explain why he says that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking there. I take it back, I'm sorry. Rashi does explain it, the Ramban quotes it. Rashi says the reason that we know that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking in that Pasuk, not Moshe Rabbeinu, is the continuation of the Pasuk. The speaker says to Yoshua ben Nun, Chazak ve'emotz, be strong and be of good courage. Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael, because you will bring b'nei Yisrael el ha'aretz asher nishbati lohem. You'll bring Klal Yisrael into the land which I promised to them. So Rashi says, and the Ramban says, yeah, this is very compelling. Nishbati refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I promised this land to Klal Yisrael. That's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't promise this land to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised this land to Klal Yisrael. And the continuation of the Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk, spells out even more clearly, say both Rashi and the Ramban, that the speaker in the Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the end of the Pasuk is, Va'anochi ehayeh imoch, and I will be with you, Yehoshua. So who's saying that? It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, the only sense in which Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be with Yehoshua is a very, very spiritual sense. He's not going to physically be with Yehoshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, V'anochi ehayeh imoch, I'm going to be with you. The Shechina is going to go with you into Eretz Yisrael. So both Rashi and the Ramban understand that the speaker in this Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra as disagreeing. The Ibn Ezra says that the speaker is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does he say the speaker is Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the subject of the previous sentence. Vayichtov Moshe sashira azos bayomahu, vayitzavis Yoshua ben Nun. I, ha'oretz asher nishbati lohem. I, that turn of phrase that, you'll bring Klal Yisrael into the land which I promised them. That seems to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Ibn Ezra, we sometimes find that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks as if he was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He speaks in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he quotes a whole series of psukim where the speaker seems to be Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet he speaks as if he was Hashem, because Moshe Rabbeinu, again, Shechina medaberes mitoch grono, the Shechina spoke from the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was apparently uniquely entitled to speak in the first person in describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the position of the Ibn Ezra, but both Rashi and the Ramban do not take that position, and they understand that Pasuk Chav Gimel is Hashem speaking to Yehoshua and telling him, Chazak ve'emotz, you have an obligation to be strong and be of good courage, and you have to follow through on the Dvar Hashem and taking Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. In light of that, the Ramban's question on Rashi back on Pasuk Yud Beis becomes that much more understandable. Because both Rashi and the Ramban agree that Hashem told Yehoshua directly, Chazak ve'emotz. Had it simply been the words of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua, Chazak ve'emotz, a pep talk. All right, so, that's not a mitzvah, that's not a tzivui, that's not a commandment, it's a pep talk, Chazak ve'emotz. But once we identify the speaker as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazak ve'emotz, that statement becomes much more than words of encouragement, it becomes much more than a pep talk, it actually becomes a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yehoshua, and says the Ramban by us in Pasuk Yud Beis, and therefore if Yehoshua were to violate that, he would be chayiv misa for going against the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So coming back to us, va'atzavenu can't just mean encourage Yehoshua, because, to encourage someone to follow a direct commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems like an inappropriate term. We don't encourage you to follow the word of Hashem. We obligate you to follow the word of Hashem. Encouragement is not sufficiently strong a word to describe what needs to take place over here. So coming back to Pasuk Yud-Bey, so then what indeed does, Pasuk Yud-Dalet rather, what indeed does Va'atzavenu mean? So writes the Ramban, V'yitochein she'yiyeh pirush Va'atzavenu she'amaneo so nogid u'mitzaver al Yisrael. Perhaps the word Atzavenu means I will appoint him to a position of leadership. We find that the Pasuk in Yeshayon refers to Moshiach as Nogid Umetzave Leumim. The Moshiach is described as a prince and a leader who's going to command an authority vis-a-vis the various nations. So Va'atzavenu perhaps, according, it says the Ramban, means call in Yehoshua Va'atzavenu, and I will deputize or authorize him to go to be a leader for Klal Yisrael. So, well, if we work with that interpretation of the Ramban, what then follows in the rest of the Psukim is a description of Yehoshua's not only in being encouraged to step into the role of leader, but this is actually, in a sense, the passing of the baton, the coronation of Yehoshua, where he's deputized, where he's authorized by Moshe Rabbeinu in order to be the next leader of Klal Yisrael. That's the meaning of Atzavenu. Take that a little bit further. If we read the next pasuk, Tesvav, Vayera Hashem ba'ohel ba'amud anan, Hashem appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, Vayamod amud ha'anan al pesach ha'ohel, and the pillar of cloud stood at the entranceway to the tent. So if you read the pasuk carefully, there seems to be a little bit of a contradiction within the pasuk itself. Where was this pillar of cloud in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared? At the beginning of the pasuk says Hashem was in the tent in the pillar of cloud. The end of the pasuk says that the pillar of cloud was at the entrance to the tent, i.e. immediately outside the tent. Was it inside? Was it outside? Where exactly was the cloud? So explains the Ramban, al daiti, on pasuk tesvav, in my opinion, hu kumo vayerer Hashem be'amud onon vayamod pesach ha'ohel. Hashem's glory came down in the pillar of cloud and stood outside the tent. That is to say that the latter part of the pasuk is modifying and explaining the first part of the pasuk. Hashem came down towards the tent in a pillar of cloud, but the cloud itself was situated right outside the tent. Okay. But why was the cloud right outside the tent? So writes the Ramban, Vatam, ki rotzo ledaber im Moshe, sheyishma Yehoshua. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to address both Moshe and Yehoshua. Again, this is the passing of the baton. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to speak first to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what goes on in Pasuk Tes Zayin. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hinecha shochev imavosecha, behold, you're about to die. V'kom ha'om hazeh v'zono acharei Elohei nechar ha'aretz. And after you die, this nation will abandon me and engage in acts of idolatry. And therefore, I'm going to give you this poem, the Shiras Ha'azinu, which will predict how the people will be unfaithful to Hashem, but ultimately will come back to Hashem in the end of the days. So The statement is directed towards Moshe Rabbeinu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Yehoshua to hear while Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now that we don't see in the Psukim. The Psukim don't say, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'yo Yehoshua. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Pasuk Tes Zayin. But the Ramban says we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that Yehoshua should overhear. Why? Because this is part of passing the baton. Yehoshua should hear what Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, that one of those last communications. And then Yehoshua will be charged with leading the people in such a way so as to perhaps eliminate or at the very least delay the people going off the derech and embracing Avodah Zarah. Okay, so what's that got to do with where the cloud is? So says the Ramban, V'hine l'moshe ne'mar v'no'adati l'cho sham ribarti l'cho mi'al ha'kaporis. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply been speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone inside the Mishkan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as was his custom, would speak to Moshe Rabbeinu from between the Kruvim that were on top of the Aron. That would have been, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu only been speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Avo Yehoshua lo hoyo b'maylo hahi, v'osir hoyo likones b'o'el klal. But Yehoshua was not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't allowed to just walk like that into the Mishkan. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He brought the cloud that represented his presence right outside at the entranceway to the Ohel Moed. This way Moshe Rabbeinu could hear inside the Ohel Moed, and Yehoshua could also hear right outside the Ohel Moed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be able to talk to Moshe in such a way that the dibur, that the speaking of the Ribbono Shel Olam will be overheard by Yehoshua, because the point was relevant to him as well. And that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe, but at the same time, he wants Yehoshua to be deputized, to be involved in stepping into the leadership position, comes out in a very, very interesting interpretation that he has in Pasuk Yud-Tes. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes to Moshe Rabbeinu, with Yehoshua overhearing, that Klal Yisrael are not going to be faithful to Hashem. There's going to come a day where they're going to stray from the path of Hashem. So in order to address that, they should write down the Shiras HaZinu. So that's in Pasuk Yud-Tes. V'ato kisvu lochem es hashira hazos. Now, you, plural, should write down this song, the Shiras HaAzinu. Why is kisvu in the plural? Up until this point, the recipient of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Pasuk Tezayin, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. So it should have said, V'atok sov lecha es Hashira Hazos. What's kisvu lochem in the plural? It should have been addressed in the singular, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're listening to me describe what's going to happen in Jewish history, so write down this Shiras HaZinu and teach it to Klal Yisrael. So we know Chazal famously understand that Kisvu Lochem Es Hashira Hazos is a mitzvah on every Jewish man to write a Sefer Torah or to participate in writing a Sefer Torah during his lifetime, right? That this is the last of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. How did Chazal come to that conclusion? So the Ramban is helping us understand that. You know, why the reason that Chazal come to that conclusion in part is because kisvu lochem is plural, right? In other words, if it was just telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you write down the Shiras HaZinu, it should have been ksov lecha. But the fact that it's kisvu lochem in the plural sounds like it's a mitzvah that's not only directed to Moshe Rabbeinu as an individual, but it's a mitzvah that's directed to Klal Yisrael as a whole. The plural is used to encompass the whole Klal Yisrael. That's how Chazal understand the pasuk. Al derech hapshat, the Ramban suggests something else. Al derech hapshat, writes the Ramban, from a simple reading of the pasukim, Lemosha v'Hoshua shneim yitzav v'shiich tevuha. Kisvu lochem es hashira hazos is in the plural, because it's addressed to Moshe and Yehoshua. Not that it's addressed to all of Klal Yisrael. It's talking about the Shiras HaZinu, and Moshe and Yehoshua should write down the Shiras HaZinu together. What does that mean, that they'll write it down together? It's kind of like, you know, when you go to a Ksiva Sefer Torah, and, you know, they're mechabed you to have an os, to have a letter. So, you know, you hold down to the sofer's hand while he's writing the letters into the Sefer Torah. That's what it means. You know, Moshe wrote, and Yehoshua's holding on to his hand. So the Ramban says, no. Moshe kosva, v'Yoshua omeid imo v'kore v'roe. What it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Shira. In fact, we find that that's what happens later on in Pasuk Chof Beis. Vayichtov Moshe es Hashira hazos bayom ahu. Right? So in other words, there's no reference to Yeshua writing it down. However, Yeshua was standing over him and reading the Shira while he wrote it and looking inside in the text while Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. So interestingly, the Ramban understands that looking over Moshe Rabbeinu's shoulder and reading it while Moshe Rabbeinu is writing down the Shira is called as if Yehoshua is writing down the Shira. It's called as if Yehoshua is writing down the Shira, right? Even though the actual ksiva, the actual writing, is being done by Moshe Rabbeinu exclusively, right? But that's Pshat Kisvu Lochem Es Hashir Azos. You, Moshe and Yehoshua, should write this down, and explains what's the role of Yehoshua altogether. Yehoshua isn't writing anything down, the way the Ramban explains. Moshe Rabbeinu is writing down, and Yehoshua is just kind of looking over his shoulder. No. Ki rotzo lasos Yehoshua nevio b'chaye Moshe. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do was to appoint Yehoshua as nevio, as his navi, seemingly meaning as the navi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what it seems the Ramban is saying is the following idea. How does Yehoshua become a navi Hashem? How does he get that mantle of nevius, of prophecy, transferred from Moshe Rabbeinu onto him? So if he's present while the nevuah is being given to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Shiras Hazinu is a nevuah being given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu isn't just writing down, you know, random thoughts that he has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching the words of Shiras Hazinu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is writing them down prophetically. So that's a Maisa Nevuah. It's an act of prophecy. Yehoshua is given the privilege to look over the shoulder of Moshe Rabbeinu while that act of prophecy is taking place. And by looking over the shoulder of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua himself becomes a Navi, becomes stamped as a Navi, and authorized to be a Navi, such that he can continue in that role as a Navi after Moshe Rabbeinu dies. So I have this fascinating idea in the Ramban that the writing down of the Shiras HaAzinu, besides the inherent value that that has, you know, that the Shiras HaAzinu is being written down and given over to Klal Yisrael, the writing down of the Shiras HaAzinu is the machshir, so to speak. It's the act that actually stamps and prepares Yehoshua for the role of being a Navi to Klal Yisrael. Now, the Pasuk then goes on to say, Kisvu lachem es hashir azos v'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. The Pasuk, after starting off in the plural, you, plural, should write down the Shira, switches back to the singular. You, singular, should teach it to b'nei Yisrael. You, singular, should place it in their mouths. So writes the Ramban, l'moshe shehu ha'ikar. Even though Yehoshua was privileged to glimpse over the shoulder of Moshe Rabbeinu while Moshe Rabbeinu was writing down the Shira, nonetheless, it's Moshe Rabbeinu still who's teaching the Shira to Klal Yisrael. Yehoshua is not involved in that. Ki mimenu yishmu v'yilamdu. Because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu is still the leader. He's the one who has really the gravitas to be able to instill upon the people, you know, the sense of listening to the Shiras HaAzinu. Ki gam Yehoshua hayo milamed imo, kimo she'omar b'sof hu v'Hoshea bin Nun. And this explains the Pasuk, says the Ramban, that we have in the end of the next Sedra, after the Shiras HaAzinu, in Parshas HaAzinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Dalet, after the Torah relates the words of the Shira, it says, Vayavo Moshe, Vayadaber is called Divrei Hashira Azos Be'oznei Ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu came and he spoke all of the words of the Shira in the ears of the people. Hu v'Hoshea bin Nun. Moshe, he, and Hoshea bin Nun. So Rashi already asked the question, you know, why is he referred to over here as Hoshea? Right? I mean, he's been Yehoshua since the episode of the Miraglim, when Moshe Rabbeinu made Hoshea ben Nun's name into Yehoshua. So Rashi writes, V'loma koreo kan Yehoshua, V'loma koreo kan Hoshea, V'loma shlo zocho daito alov, afo pi shenitna lo gedulo hishpil atzmo kasher mitchilosa. Even though, says Rashi, Yehoshua was about to step into the role of being the Manig Yisrael, the one who's going to lead Klal Yisrael, he still viewed himself as good old Hoshea from the good old days. You know, he didn't allow that to go to his head. The Ramban seems to be saying over here a slightly different twist on that same theme, which is as follows. As much as Yehoshua is about to step into this position of Manhigus to be the Manig of Klal Yisrael, at this point, he still really is the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's still learning the Shiras Hazinu from Moshe Rabbeinu the same way that the rest of Klal Yisrael is learning the Shiras Hazinu from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's called Hoshea ben Nun to emphasize his role as a Talmud at this particular point. Yes, he's being inducted to be the leader, inducted to be the next Navi of Klal Yisrael, but it's not complete yet. He's still in training. He's still in residency, so to speak. He's still not quite there, you know, to be the actual leader of Klal Yisrael. And that's emphasized by calling him Hoshea, not Yehoshua, at this particular point in his career. Okay, we'll pick up with another Ramban, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow.